For 88 years, FFA has prided itself on developing premier leadership, personal growth in our students. We are here at the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo in the final session, where we had an entire week dedicated to showcasing the talent and growth of our organization. However, the true purpose behind the more than 65,000 FFA members gathered in attendance is to conduct official business and determine the direction of the future of our organization. The delegate process began earlier this summer with states submitting delegate proposals to the State President's Conference. Committees were formed during that event, and this week, delegate business has been conducted. Public testimony has been heard on each of the issues, and the reports have come before the entire delegate body. It's time to make these reports public. We will now present the reports of each of the committee chairs. To begin with, I'd like to introduce the Committee for Increasing Graduate Communication and Engagement with your chair from California, Sydney Sousa.
The Committee for Increased Graduate Communication and Engagement recommends the adoption of the following resolutions. Whereas there is low involvement with Collegiate FFA and many chapters are not affiliated with the National FFA. And whereas high school graduates receive little information about the Collegiate FFA and alumni from the National FFA, leading to low involvement. And whereas there are currently few incentives and networking opportunities for high school graduates to become affiliated with the Collegiate FFA and alumni. And whereas there are limited data collection methods utilized by the National FFA to gather information on graduated students. Therefore, limited opportunities to showcase value over time to sponsors and donors. Therefore, be it resolved, the Collegiate FFA be partnered with the alumni, forming junior alumni. And it be further resolved, our features are added to the National FFA website and My Journey to provide graduates with information about alumni, Collegiate FFA, and other graduate resources. And it be further resolved that incentives to join Collegiate FFA and alumni be expanded to promoted to include conferences, scholarships, and networking opportunities. And it be further resolved that surveys and newsletters be sent to upcoming and recent graduates to maintain engagement and gather information requested by the sponsors and donors with follow-up surveys in the future. Respectfully submitted, Sydney Sousa, California Committee Chair. Mr. President, on behalf of this committee, I am honored to submit this report to the Board of Directors.
Thank you, Sydney. On behalf of the Board of Directors, I'm happy to accept your report. In turn, I'd like to present you with this gavel that you use to preside over your committee meetings. Thank you for your service to our organization. I now call upon the chair for the Committee on Increasing Awards and Recognition for Younger Members for Ohio, Matthew Kloppenstein.
The Committee for Increasing Awards and Recognition Opportunities for Younger Members recommends the adoption of the following resolutions. Whereas there is no recognition for Star Green Hand or Star Discovery Awards on the national level, and whereas there are limited resources and data available for advisors to start or expand middle school chapters, and whereas some states lack resources to develop their own conferences, and whereas the National FFA does not have specific CDEs for 7th through 9th grade members, and whereas National FFA does not allow 7th through 8th grade members to compete in existing CDEs, and whereas many 7th through 9th grade members are unaware of existing grants, therefore, be it resolved, National FFA explore Star Green Hand 9th and 1st year members and Star Discovery 7th and 8th grade members awards at the national level. And be it further resolved, National FFA gather additional data and create resources for advisors to start or expand middle school chapters. And be it further resolved, National FFA develop an optional outline for states for conferences for 7th through 9th grade students. And be it further resolved, National FFA explore the possibility of CDEs for 7th through 9th grade members. And be it further resolved that the National FFA allow 7th through 8th grade members to compete in current national CDEs. And be it further resolved, National FFA promote existing grants available to 7th through 9th grade members. Respectfully submitted, Matthew Klaufenstein, Ohio, Committee Chair. Mr. President, on behalf of my committee, it is my honor to submit this report to the Board of Directors.
Thank you, Matthew. On behalf of the Board of Directors, I am happy to accept your committee report. In turn, I'd like to present you with this gavel that you use to preside over your committee meetings. Thank you for your service to our organization. We will now hear from the Committee on Enhancing Leadership Development Opportunities for All Members with your chair from Arkansas, Sam Harris.
The Committee for Enhancing Leadership Development Opportunities for All Members recommends the adoption of the following resolutions. Whereas national conferences can be expensive and difficult due to travel needs, and therefore a very small percentage of our membership can participate in leadership development opportunities above the state level. And whereas our economy and industry is global, and National FFA currently offers international opportunities exclusively for state officers or National Proficiency Award winners. And whereas student engagement in global experiences improves cultural literacy and personal confidence. And whereas FFA chapters in agriculture differ greatly across the country. And students benefit from different social, skill, and leadership development experiences. Therefore, be it resolved, National FFA should develop curriculum and train trainers for a multi-state regional conference that includes leadership and agricultural content for high school students. And be it further resolved, National FFA offer an international agricultural conference for high school students. And be it further resolved, National FFA provide grants to high school students to help fund individual or chapter agricultural service and learning projects on a global level. And be it further resolved, National FFA provide guidelines and develop a network or other facilitation method to connect interested individuals and chapters for a high school chapter exchange program. Respectfully submitted, Sam Harris, Arkansas Committee Chair. Mr. President, on behalf of my committee, it is an honor to submit this report to the Board of Directors.
Thank you, Sam. On behalf of the Board of Directors, I'm happy to accept your committee report. In turn, I'd like to present you with the gavel that you use to preside over your committee meetings. Thank you for your service to our organization. We will now hear the report from the Committee on Strategies to Increase FFA Participation from Virginia, Chandler Vaughn.
The report for the Committee for Strategies to Increase FFA Participation. Whereas FFA chapters need financial support and recruitment resources, and whereas retention rates decrease as grade levels increase and members are more successful in a variety of settings, and whereas FFA is struggling to have an active participation for members in urban areas, and whereas supervised agricultural experiences and proficiency award areas do not currently offer specific programs for growth in urban areas, and whereas there is a demand for more opportunities for special needs students in FFA. Therefore, be it resolved that the National FFA organization provides grants specific to recruitment with the goal of increasing membership and participation. And it be further resolved, the National FFA organization develops higher level curriculum materials specifically for FFA related activities to aid in retention and provide alternative classroom settings to attract a wider variety of students. And be it further resolved, the National FFA organization produces a video targeting potential new members, highlighting premier leadership, personal growth, and career success opportunities in FFA. And be it further resolved, the National FFA organization starts a proficiency award area to initiate the process for more urban involvement in FFA and in the agricultural classroom. And be it further resolved, the National FFA explores available opportunities to partner with special needs programs such as Best Buddies International to increase membership and participation of special needs students. Respectfully submitted, Chandler Vaughn, Virginia, Committee Chair. Mr. President, it is my honor on behalf of my committee to present this committee report to the Board of Directors.
Thank you, Chandler. On behalf of the Board of Directors, I'm happy to accept your committee report. In turn, I'd like to present you with the gavel that you use to preside over your committee meetings. Thank you for your service to our organization. We will now hear from the Committee on the Evaluation of the Delegate Process with your chair from Iowa, Michael Tubber.
The Committee for Evaluation of the Delegate Process recommends the adoption of the following resolutions. Whereas FFA is a youth-driven organization and FFA members are not well informed about the official delegate process through the official FFA manual, and whereas there are no guidelines for selecting national FFA delegates, and whereas there is a lack of understanding among delegates regarding the delegate process, and whereas there is a lack of uniformity in communication between national FFA and the state associations regarding the preparation of delegates, and whereas there is a lack of clarity and availability of resources for delegates, and whereas there is a lack of representation throughout delegate committee meetings for each association, and whereas there is no assessment of the delegate process upon completion, therefore, be it resolved that the National FFA Organization rewrites the section of the official FFA manual regarding the official FFA delegate process, and be it further resolved that the National FFA Organization implements guidelines to be a national delegate, and be it further resolved that the National FFA Organization considers providing more optional delegate information workshops prior to or at National FFA Convention, and be it further resolved that the National FFA Organization provides state associations with supplemental materials to prepare delegates, and be it further resolved that the National FFA Organization hosts committee-based webinars for information prior to National FFA Convention, and be it further resolved that the National FFA Organization explores a more effective method to ensure that each association is represented on each delegate committee, and be it further resolved that there be an exit survey implemented for the delegate process. Respectfully submitted, Michael Tupper, Iowa, Committee Chair. Mr. President, on behalf of this committee, I am honored to submit this report to the Board of Directors.
Thank you, Michael. On behalf of the Board of Directors, I'm happy to accept your committee report. In turn, I'd like to present you with this gavel that you use to preside over committee meetings. Thank you for your service to this organization. Our final committee we will hear from is the Clarification of Official Dress with Chair from New York, Sarah Millspaugh.
The Committee for Clarification of Official Dress and Related Policies recommends the adoption of the following resolutions. Whereas, in the official FFA manual, official dress is only stated as a guideline. And whereas, there is clarity needed for both male and female official dress. And whereas, the National FFA Organization is an inclusive organization. And whereas, the National FFA Organization has no official stance on field official dress. And whereas official dress is only noted in the official FFA manual, and whereas the National FFA Organization does not currently have standard guidelines for how members are to wear degree chains, and whereas there are poor quality official dress options in the National FFA online store and catalog. Therefore, be it resolved that the National FFA Organization adopts official dress into the Constitution to solidify the trademark of our organization, and be it further resolved that for males, boots, bow ties, and black jeans are not official. Buckles can be worn as long as they are not visible. Recreational headwear should not be worn. Females may only wear black slacks during travel and outdoor activities. Females should wear closed-toed, closed-back heels or dress flats with a maximum of a 3-inch heel, and solid, sheer black pantyhose should be worn with skirts. And be it further resolved that the National FFA Organization defines which activities are considered to be traveling and outdoor activities. And be it further resolved that the National FFA Organization adds a statement in the official FFA manual regarding official dress
stating that transgender individuals may wear the official dress for the gender which they identify, and the garb of recognized religions may be worn with official dress. And be it further resolved that the National FFA organization investigates the possibility of creating guidelines on field official dress. And be it further resolved that the National FFA organization develop a set of standards for the proper use of the degree chain. And be it further resolved that the National FFA explores the option of a better clothing line to be sold to members. Respectfully submitted, Sarah Millspaugh, New York, Committee Chair. Mr. President, on behalf of my committee, I am proud to submit this report to the Board of Directors.
Thank you, Sarah. On behalf of the Board of Directors, I'm happy to accept your committee report. In turn, I'd like to present you with a gavel that you use to preside over your committee meetings. Thank you for your service to our organization. As National FFA President, I am honored to forward these committee reports to the National FFA Board of Directors, where they will be worked upon at their next scheduled meeting and followed through until they come into action. As you can see, delegates here at the National FFA Convention are working to amplify not only their own lives, but the lives of future FFA members. The work we have done here will continue to make a difference throughout the rest of this organization's history. Be sure to keep the delegate process vital by submitting delegate proposals for the 89th National FFA Convention and Expo. And please join me in thanking all 475 delegates this week.